Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Today, I am your host, Natasha Jugger. I'm 14 years old, I attend Suncoast High School, and I'm a freshman. Today, we will also be having my co-host, Monet Turner, Stephon Mason, and Ajane Mason. Hello. Well, while we are waiting for our co-hosts, let's go ahead and pray. I'll start off in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up and starting us on our way. We thank you, Lord, for putting clothes on our back and shoes on our feet and providing us with food to eat. We ask, Lord, right now that as we get ready to do this call, dear Father God, that you'll just provide us with the wisdom and knowledge and understanding to say what we mean and mean what we say, and help us also have patience. And we also ask that as we get ready to get off this call, when we are done, that you will just protect us until we call in or meet again. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. So now, now we will discuss our one out of two books, which we were reading this past 2011 year. One was Think and Grow Rich, and The Success for Teens, The Slight Edge. Personally, I would like to discuss The Slight Edge first. I have a couple of questions for the audience, and well, to discuss. Throughout reading Success for Teens, I've learned that it shows you success about smarts, looks, and luck, and it's also about becoming the best possible person you can be and making the most of your talents and opportunities. By understanding and applying the slight edge philosophy, you learn the time-tested principles for excelling in all areas of your life. And it addresses things such as little things matter, there's no such thing as failure, and you can make your dreams come true. If Monet, Stephon, or Ajane Mason are on the line, please press 1 so we can begin. Okay. Well, I'll tell you my own personal experience that I have had with Slight Edge. Part of the book was teaching you that everything, how you view yourself, creates your life, and that attitude is everything. I'm not sure. And I learned that you shouldn't procrastinate when someone gives you a job to do. You should always have a plan and work your plan. If you think the job is too big, then just break it down into smaller measures. And if you're afraid of taking your first step, make sure you have someone that can hold you accountable to make that first step. Okay. Hello, Monet. You are on air. Well, we'll start our roundtable discussion since you're there. My first question for the group was, do you tend to get stuck in the past, and if so, how do you work your present so that you can create a better future? My own personal answer for that is yes, I do get stuck in the past constantly thinking about things that have happened, but I know one strategy that I use is I always pray to God and ask him that he can help me to forget about my past and help me just to move on with my future so that nothing will be blocking me or in my way of success. Hello, whoever number is 561-523-2191, you may now go ahead.
I don't have anything to say right now. I was listening to you.
Oh, may you please repeat your question?
Well, I said I was listening to you before. You didn't have to
okay.
finish it.
do you have a comment to make on what my question was? Do you tend to get stuck in the past? And if so, how do you better yourself right now in the present so that you can have a better future?
Yes, I tend to lose weight.
You tend to do what?
Lose weight during the year 2012.
So during your 2012 year, you're just going to wait it out and see what happens? That's what you're saying?
No, I said I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to start going to the gym, running at fields and stuff, and training with my dad.
That's always a good thing. That's always a good thing. But do you have an action plan for that? Like make sure when you're planning your goals, like you actually have an action plan. So you have days of the week that you're going to exercise and how you're going to plan your diet and how long you're going to work your plan. So just make sure you always have that in mind.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Whoever's number is area code 786-506-9492, you're on air.
Hey, Natasha, this is Ajane.
Hey.
I do tend as well to get stuck in the past.
Oh, Ajane.
What?
I didn't mean to interrupt. Ajane, hold on. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but as my co-host, could you introduce yourself and just give us a bio and a background, where you're from, how old?
Oh, sure. No problem. My name is Ajane Mason. I'm 14 years old. I've been masterminding for about 2.5 years now. I attend William H. Turner Technical High School. And I really enjoy being in this this group. I think it's helped me a lot. It's helped me learn how to finance, how to save my money, you know, investing in stocks. And it's just been very helpful. And the people in this group have provided me with information that I can actually take to my friends and share as well. So it's been very helpful.
Okay, thank you. And, well, what my question was for the audience and what I would like you to answer is, do you tend to get stuck in the past? So how do you prepare yourself in your current state so that your future can be better?
Yes, I do tend to get stuck in the past sometimes. But what I do and what I've been doing, it's pretty much just praying about it. You know, they say forgive and forget, but in actuality, you can't always forget everything, but it is quite easy to forgive. So, you know, I forgive and I just pray, you know, I take it day by day, asking God to help me forget, you know, any wrongdoing or anything that has been done against me. And what was the second part of your question?
The second part of my question was, in your current present state, how do you make sure that your future is better?
Well, first, who I surround myself with. A lot of people are very easily influenced on, you know, what they see around them and what's going on in their surroundings. I make sure that I have positive people in my circle. I make sure that, you know, I have people that are about something in life that want the same thing that I want and more. So, you know, that helps me stay focused. Whenever I'm getting ready to get off track, I have those people there to say, hey, you know, we have goals and we have our mindset on something big and we can't afford to get distracted.
Thank you so much, Ajane. And now, Monet, you're on air. So if you could please just introduce yourself to the audience and then we'll get started on your part of the question.
Okay, well, my name is Monet Turner, and I've been with the Youth Mastermind Association for, I would say, about a year and a half or longer. I haven't really been up on how long I've been with youth mastermind, Is that it for my introduction, or do I
That's okay. And then I'm going to change the question for you. My question for you is, when you're planning a goal, you're able to take those first, second steps, but how do you really take that third step, and how do you know when you're there, like you've actually completed it and you're successful?
Well, when I write down a goal, I'll read it aloud to myself, or I'll just repeat what I said I was going to do. So when I write down a goal, that way I won't forget. And then I just, well, my first step is, yeah, to say it out loud. Then my second step is to take action. So, like, if I said that I wanted to drink 2 to 3 bottles of water a day, then I would drink a bottle of water a day. Then maybe, like, 30 minutes later, I'll drink another bottle of water a day. And then what I do is my third step, whatever I write down on paper, I would recheck it. And if it said 2 to 3 bottles of water a day, and if I have, when I, if I drink 2 to 3 bottles of water a day, I'll just check it off, knowing that that's one of my accomplishments. But for me, I'll have to, like, read my goals. That way I can remember what I was supposed to do, because I can easily forget things. But as long as I know that I did it, that means it's accomplished for me.
Okay. Thank you, Monet. That's always a good thing. My next person I would like to call on is Stefan Mason. So, may you please introduce yourself, give us your background, your history, how long you've been masterminding, so on and so forth. You're on air, Stefan.
Good afternoon. My name is Stefan Mason. I'm 17 years old, and I'm currently a senior that attends Spirit of Christ Academy. I've been masterminding for about 2.5 years, and I'm also the president of the subgroup Successful Thinkers.
Thank you. I have a question for you, different from all the others. Well, my first question for you is, how do you feel your attitude is? Do you feel like it's okay, it's good, it could be better? And if you don't feel it's where it should be, have you thought about the source of your attitudes? Do you feel you understand them? And what do you think you could do better to understand it?
Well, my attitude, overall, I have a good attitude. My attitude needs work in some departments, but overall, it's good in my opinion. I feel like I can, you know, better myself as a whole in order to change. I think, like, you know, paying attention more will also, you know, help improve, you know, my attitude overall. But to answer your question, I think I feel like if I have a good attitude.
Okay, that's always a good thing. I think I asked a good amount of questions on the slight edge. So now I just want to see, what were you guys' views on what we as a group had read on the slight edge? So if any of you guys have any questions or comments, not just on the slight edge, but also on thinking rich. So either Stefan, Ajane, or Mason can, you know, just.
Hello?
Yes.
Well, I guess I'll go first about the slight edge. I think that the slight edge book is overall a great book for all teens to read, per se, because inside the book contains everyday situations that we as teens go through. Like, for instance, peer pressure. I think that every teen is introduced to peer pressure during middle school and high school, or even college. But and the book also gives great tips on how to, you know, overcome and face those situations that we go through. Matter of fact, it's so funny. I have the book in my hand right now, and I think that, you know, this is the key for all. Like, this book is the key for all teens. Like, if you have any problems, any situation that you're going through, any challenges, you know, you read this book and you'll find a solution to your answer. So that's to answer your question for me, my opinion.
Okay, thank you. Oh, I just have, I want to ask you to one.
Hello?
Okay, through the part of the book that we read, could you read me maybe one of your favorite passages that you grabbed your attention or you could really benefit from?
Okay, it's like, it's in chapter 2. It's point 3. It says change yourself by changing your philosophy. It says, if you want to change what's happening in your life, change your philosophy or how you see things. When you do that, you'll be able to take the steps that will lead you to the answers you need. Changing how you see things is not some huge task, but it comes down to, you guessed it, small steps.
Okay, thank you. And now, Monet or Ajane, if you have any comments on the Slight Edge or Thinking Grow Rich, comments or questions that we can discuss as a group for our roundtable discussion. Ajane or Monet.
Can you repeat what you're supposed to do?
Oh, what happened? Oh, I can't hear you. You're breaking up. I think someone's outside near a motorcycle. If you could kind of put your phone on mute while you're not saying anything, that would be greatly appreciated. Okay. Ajane, you had said something. I wasn't quite sure I heard what you had said.
Yes, I said, can you repeat what you said, please? And then I have a question on the Slight Edge.
Oh, okay. I think I had said that I was just telling anybody that's participating in the roundtable discussion, if they had a question or comment for the Slight Edge or Think and Grow Rich, either book. And then since you said, Ajane, that you had a question, you can go ahead and ask it now.
Okay. Well, I would like to say that The Slight Edge, like Stefan said, it is a great book. Not only does it have, you know, everyday situations in it that teens go through all the time, but it has a lot of advice. You know, a lot of teens nowadays get into situations and they don't quite know what to do and they don't know how to handle the situations, and there are a lot of suggestions in this book. Okay, now my question is, one of the points in The Slight Edge is talking about the ripple effect. A lot of teens act and they don't quite understand that with every action there is a, you know, an opposite reaction, and whether it's negative or positive, you know. And so my question is, hold on. Okay, my question is, what are some ways that, you know, we can handle, you know, whether the outcome is good or bad, what is just a general way that we can handle whatever the situation is, or a general piece of advice that would just help anyone in any situation, regardless if it's negative or positive?
I apologize, but I was wondering, could you repeat your question? Please forgive me.
Okay. What is any piece of advice or anything that you could do in a situation, whether the outcome is good or bad, just a general piece of advice that you would give or something that you would just generally do to help someone or that you would give someone to help themselves in a situation.
Okay. I'm going to let someone else answer the question. Someone like Monet.
Can I, ask what was... Okay, so I'm Janae. So when you ask that question, do you mean, what is something that I can do to help somebody? Or what kind of advice can I give them? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I'm asking what, not what you would do to help someone, but if they were ever in a situation, whether it's negative or positive, and they had to help themselves, what is one piece of advice that you would give them that would help them in either situation?
Well, if they were in a negative situation, I would ask them, what do they think that they can do to help themselves? Or, what do they think that they can do better? And then, if it was in any kind of situation, I would tell them that they should express how they feel to someone. Or, they can write down what they think that they can do better and how they can do better. And then they can have, a specific time or day or something. Or they can just talk to a friend and express how they feel and why they feel that way. And maybe it would be a good thing for them because they can express their feelings instead of keeping it bottled inside if they were in a negative situation. A positive? I don't know. Because it's positive. Yeah, I don't know about a positive situation. But I know about it, negative situations. I think that would be my advice.
Okay, thank you. We have a caller. Their area code is 561, and then the last four digits is 7034. You are now on air, so if you have a question or comment, you may... please introduce yourself, then you can state whatever it is. Yeah.
Thank you. Hi, I am Nefertari Graham, and I was listening to one of the caller's questions on how you can influence or help somebody throughout a negative or a positive situation. And I realized that for the positive, you can tell that person to look at the positive situation right now and also think about other positive things that are going to come from that one positive situation or one positive movement. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You understand what I'm trying to relay or put out?
I understand in a sense. If you like to elaborate, please do.
For instance, positive situation. Whereas, one of my friends have been going through emotional distress and has been getting battered and beaten over and over, and then finally, she talks to, a counselor or someone who can help her out in that situation. And then she comes and she tells me, and I tell her, look, go ahead, keep on talking to your counselor and whatnot, and keep on looking towards the positive. Even though you have negative going on, keep on looking towards the positive.
Okay, now I get what you're saying.
Right.
If anyone else would like to add on to what Ms. Shatari had to say, or if you have another question or comment, we want to now focus on Think and Grow Rich since we've focused on Slide Edge for so long. So if anyone has a question or comment concerning this wonderful book by Napoleon Hill. Stephon Mason, would you like to take a crack at it? That was for Stephon.
Hello?
Yeah.
He can go rich. Overall, the book was not completed by me, but just a quick summary of what I've read and what I've obtained from the book is to basically to set a goal and to follow through with that goal no matter what the scenario is or what the problem is or what the situation is, because Napoleon Hill, he stated that he set a goal and he accomplished that goal no matter how hard it was, how easy it was, no matter what he had to do to accomplish the goal that he set, he made sure that it was completed and it was thorough. And what I've learned from that is from what I just spoke on was to myself to set a goal and just to be consistent and to pursue that goal no matter any obstacles that are in that way of accomplishing it.
Okay, thank you. To ad lib to the summary of the book, I'd like to read a very important poem I had read on page 54. It goes, If you think you are beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win, but you think you can't, it is almost certain you won't. If you think you'll lose, you're lost. For out of this world we find, success begins with a fellow's will. It's all in the state of mind. If you think you are outclassed, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you can ever win a prize. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man, but soon or late, the man who wins is the man who thinks he can. I'm going to discuss what I got out of that, and then I'd like to ask whoever's a part of the roundtable discussion to interpret the poem for me. So I don't have to read it again. Please go to page 54 of Think and Grow Rich. What I think of the poem is that whatever you think that's going bad, then it will happen. It's like whatever energy you put into the atmosphere, that's what you'll get back. So if you think like you're in trouble, then you're going to be. If you think that you're losing, then you're going to be a loser. Or whatever you think bad of yourself, that's what will actually happen. And in the last line of the poem, it states, but soon or late, the man who wins is the man who thinks he can. So you've got to think positive about yourself, or nothing positive will ever come out your life. And if anybody in the roundtable discussion has a comment or question on the poem or the book, Miss Arjane or Monet or Miss Shatari. Any one of you guys, well,
Natasha?
Yes?
This is Arjane.
Okay.
And I have a comment on what you said, specifically what you said about, you know, what you put out, you know, comes back, whether it comes back in a negative or positive way. That is so true, and that's why we always have to think positively about what we do, you know, whether it's school-related, whether it's having to do with anything financial. You always have to keep a positive mindset because, you know, whatever we put out, it will come back, whether it's negative or positive. And we honestly don't always like the negative response or the negative feedback that we get from whatever we put out. So it's best to just keep a positive mindset about everything, and so that way you'll get positive results.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Thank you, Ajane. Okay. Monet, if you did have a comment or question concerning the poem, just feel free.
My comment toward the poem is, like, if you think positive, then something positive, well, you have, like, a positive outcome. If you think negative, then you're going to have a negative outcome. And to me, like, whatever you think of yourself, I mean, that's what you are going to start to believe. So if you don't think that you're going to succeed, well, then you're not going to succeed unless you think positive and keep telling yourself that you can succeed. But the mind and the tongue is very powerful. So whatever you say, I mean, that can become a big outcome in the future. It may not happen now, but in the future, something can happen, whether it's good or bad.
Thank you. Okay. One thing I had read in the book where there are 16 symptoms of lack of persistence, and one of the symptoms that pointed out to me was the fear of criticism. The fear of criticism leads to failure to create plans and put them in action because of what other people will think, do, or say. This enemy belongs at the head of the list because it generally exists in one's subconscious mind where its presence is not recognized. And this is also a part of the six basic fears. And to add on to what this passage is saying, it's not just always a fear of criticism. It's more of sometimes getting angry with the advice people give you. You may fear what someone may think of you or how they may want to tell you to do things, but it's also a matter of, in my opinion, it's a matter of respect and anger. Sometimes we don't always respect what people have to say to us, and sometimes we don't always want to listen, but we have to learn that constructive criticism is a good thing and that without it, we wouldn't be who we are today. So anytime we feel ourselves getting angry due to what people have to tell us or advice they have to give us, just know that it's out of love and respect and care, and that don't think they're an enemy because they're trying to criticize you. They're just trying to help you get better. Now, not all criticism is going to be good. I mean, it's okay. Not all criticism is going to be said the way you like it, but just go with the flow, and it might actually work out. So that's my comment on part of the Think and Grow Rich book. So if anybody else really has any insights or comments that they read on the book,
hello?
Oh, yeah.
Hey. For me, I think that the overall comment for me for the book is just to stay positive and believe in every situation, and whatever you want to happen will happen. Just as you said before in the poem, that's just for me because I feel like, you know, there should be no reason for us to have any negative energy in our hearts and our minds. We should always stay positive and remain positive, and you know it'll make the world so much easier. And yeah, that's the comment that I had.
Okay, thank you. And now I'd just like the remaining people of my co-host to give a part of the Thinking Grow Rich book that was your favorite, that spoke to you on a positive or, So if it's Ajane or Monet, either one can go, or Stefan again.
There's a part, oh, this is Monet, but there's a part in the book that I highlighted. And right now I'm looking for it, but someone else can go.
Okay, well, while Monet looks for her part, is there anyone else that has just a question or comment? Actually, not even a question or comment on the book, just their favorite part of the book or something that grabbed their attention when they saw it.
Yes, Natasha, I have one. This is Ajane. I have one. In the book, on page 374, it says, "Now is the time for personal inventory. Now is the time to find out who you are, where you are going, and how you are going to get there. If you are not where you wish to be or what you wish to be, there is only one reason. Now is the time to find out why." And that's one of the highlights in the book for me personally, because I looked at that and it's saying, you know, you don't really have any time to waste. You know, if there's anything that you need to find out, you know, and you need to look within yourself to find something that you've been looking for, you know, now is the time to do it. Don't waste any time. Don't waste anything that's, you know, valuable on just sitting there and not doing anything. You know, get to it. Find out what you need to find out. Do what you need to do. And in return, like, you'll find out where you need to be, where you're going, if you're lost in any kind of way, any form of way. So that was my highlight of the book.
Okay, thank you. And now back to Monet. Have you found that part that you were looking for in the Think and Grow Rich book? Monet, if you are there, please go. Okay.
Oh, wait.
Were you going to go, Monet?
Yeah, I highlighted one of the parts, but that's not the right part. So I'm still looking. I'm close to the page, though.
Okay. Monet, just tell me if you found the page yet, because I could ask somebody else. I'm just wondering. Did you find it?
Ask somebody else.
Okay. Wait, can you repeat what you just said?
Cool, me? You can ask somebody else.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said. All right. Stefan, I was wondering, do you have a favorite part of the book, maybe, that you'd like, well, favorite passage that you'd like to read? And then tell us why it's your favorite part.
Well, the passage that I would really like to read, you know, that really, you know, stuck with me was the one that you read. And it's for so many reasons. I mean, there's other passages in the book that I could, you know, expound on, but it's just that one poem that you read a little earlier from the book is, I really paid attention to it because that was just my source of inspiration throughout, you know, any of my situations. Because, you know, before I would always think that, you know, hold on, give me 1 second. Yeah, I didn't really care about my attitude overall about anything, whether positive or negative. My attitude will switch up from positive to negative and then back and forth and so on and so forth. And, you know, as we started reading the book, Think and Grow Rich, and after we read that poem as a whole, it just really stuck out to me. So that's the passage that I would have read if you haven't read it. So that's the one that really stuck out to me.
Okay, thank you. I'm gonna divert a little bit from my roundtable discussion and take a question or comment on anything we've discussed so far from somebody in the audience. So someone with the area code 561 and ending in digits 3756, you are on air now, and you may state your question or comment. I believe that's Ms. Mariama Williams. May you please go?
Hello, good evening. I'm sorry. I am Mariama, West Palm Beach. I have been listening to the show, and first I want to say I think you guys are really awesome to be reading Think and Grow Rich and The Slight Edge. They're not the easy books to read, but they're quite inspiring. Monet talked a lot about what she would do or say to a friend who was in a negative situation or a positive situation, and I thought the things that she said was quite good. And then the other caller was trying to help the positive. And I was thinking that one of the things that Monet said for helping somebody out on the negative situation would also serve for the positive, you know, writing it down so that you reinforce it to yourself that this really good thing happened to you, and so that in the future when you're in a down situation, you can bring that memory back, and you can also draw on the kind of 16 things that Miss Natasha read about. So I think the idea of being able to ground yourself in the positive, which is what I heard Monet say, the lady, I don't remember her name, the young lady who talked about her friend and the battery situation and how she sought counseling. Always to seek help, to talk things out, even the positive things. When you talk, the more you talk about it, the more it reinforces that nice thing for you. I like that poem. I don't remember that poem from the book, but I really like it. And I was wondering, this is the start of the new year for each of you. And how do you see yourself growing? Are you setting goal for your growth for the year? It would be nice to hear from each of you, kind of, you know, how you see yourself growing in 2012.
Okay, thank you. There's a number on the line. The area code is 201, and the number ends in 1964. I believe it's Ms. Stephanie Ebanks. So if you have a question or comment about what we've been discussing the whole call, please proceed.
Yes, hi. Good evening. I would actually like for you guys to answer the question that Ms. Williams asked of you. How do you guys see yourself growing? I like that from Monet and Ms. Starting with you, Ms. Natasha, and followed by the rest of your co-hosts. How do you guys see yourself growing in 2012? And any of the areas that we mastermind in.
So how do I see myself growing and evolving? Well, part of the way I see myself growing and evolving in one of the areas that we discussed as the youth mastermind would probably be my spiritual goals. My spiritual focus. In that area, I see myself evolving as a better person concerning my relationship with the Lord. I would say personally there's a lot of work that's to be done if I do want to get closer to Him and have a better relationship. But overall, I know that I'm improving and doing better by praying and reading my word and just trusting in Him. And He helps me with all of my goals, because without this spiritual focus and mastermind, you really couldn't plan out any of your other goals, because without a spiritual life, you wouldn't have a personal life, a healthy life, a family life, or a good education. And I believe that I see myself growing in spirit, because I'm also beginning to be a leader in church, and I'm learning how to step up and impact others rather than letting others have an impact on me. And my church motto is how to be a teaching others to be a leader for the 21st century, and I'm really starting to do that through dance, praise team, choir, and helping out with the little ones during Sunday school. So that's how I see myself growing and evolving. Thanks for the question. And now I will move on to my co-host, Monet, Ajane, Stefan. If you could answer Mrs. Ebanks' question that she had stated earlier, or as I will state again, how do you see yourself evolving?
This is Monet, and the way that I see myself evolving and improving is just for me to be able to set goals and have them accomplished. Then being consistent in what I do shows that I have improved and is still improving, because setting goals and doing accomplishments is not something that I was doing like 5 years ago. So, I mean, that shows a difference between 2005 and now. So I think that's a big improvement for me, because I didn't have to do it.
Okay, thank you. And now will my other co-host tell their opinion on the question of how they see themselves evolving?
Hello?
Yes.
To answer the question, I think that I'll, in the year of 2012, I think that I'll, you know, better myself in the financial situation. My goal for my financial goal is to at least have $300 saved in my savings account. And how I plan to do that by hopefully I applied for a job and went to the interview. And I'm in faith, I'm speaking that I already have the job. I'm speaking that over my life. And once I start getting paid, every check I'll put 50 away. Every check, 50 is the amount that I'll put away just for savings. And by the end of my summer, I should have 300 or more in my savings account. So, I mean, that's the department that I'm really focusing on for the year of 2012, because I'm going into college as well. So, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And now, Ajane, I'll just ask you for your opinion on the question that was stated earlier, if you're there.
I see myself, well, this year, 2012, you know, I'm trying to do a lot of things differently. Not that I did anything, you know, in the wrong way last year, but this year I have more things that I'm going to be focusing on, you know, the different areas of where we set our goals and our group. And I'm just going to be focusing more on, mainly my personal goal, because it's, you know, health related, and I think it's very important. And I'm also going to discipline myself in certain areas. I feel like I slacked a little bit last year, and so a lot of things that I really planned to get done did not get done. And, you know, I renewed them, and I said I'm going to do it this year, and this year I have my mindset, and I'm going to do the few things that I said I was going to do last year. And I'm going to make sure that everything that I have to do within this group, everything that I have to do that is my part, I'm going to make sure I do my part.
Okay, I just wanted to ask you one question about one thing that you said while you were talking. You said that you were going to do some things. I was wondering, could you elaborate and be more specific on those exact things?
For one, I don't have bad study habits, but I have to just switch my study habits up a little more, you know, improve them. so that when I study, you know, I can retain more information that I study so that I can excel in school and excel in my everyday life. And another thing is my bad habit. I have a bad habit of biting my nails. And I found out, you know, after doing some research that it's not healthy. And some cases even resulted, you know, in death from a variety of diseases and germs that you can catch from biting your nails because your hands are everywhere and sometimes you don't even notice where you place them. And so those are, you know, the two biggest things that I'm going to change this year. I'm going to make sure that I stop biting my nails, you know, whatever it takes, I'm going to make sure I stop. And I'm going to make sure that I improve my study habits so that everyone can see, and so that even within myself, so that I can feel better about myself, better about passing and not stressing so much on the work and focusing on school. So with bettering my study habits, I'll be able to, you know, relax more because I'll have that confidence within myself that I did good.
Okay, thank you. And now we have a question from someone with the area code 786, and their number ends with 0184. So if you could please state your question or comment. You are now on air.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. My question is, what do you recommend for your listening audience members that may be interested in participating in your youth mastermind organization?
Oh, before I answer that question, I was wondering, may you please tell us who you are? Just introduce yourself.
Yes, this is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, building stronger and better lives. Thank you.
Well, hello, Ms. Ann. And may you please restate your question that you were asking?
My question is, yes, my question is, what can you share with the listening audience, parents or kids or youth or college students that may be interested in participating with your organization? Can you share with us some information on how they might contact you, how they might get involved?
Do you want me to answer the question or one of my co-hosts?
No, I want you to answer the question, please.
Okay, well, to college students, what I would tell you is that, well, currently I'm in high school. I haven't gotten to college level yet, but the amount of work that I get in high school is a lot, so I know that college level could only be double or triple that, and I'm learning that for high school and college, you have to plan goals. And part of masterminding is planning goals. And I believe that if you are definitely in a college student or on a college level, you really could use mastermind because with all the projects and research papers and studying that you have to do, you're really going to need some goals. And not just goals that you could do individually, but you should also use a study group and turn that into a mastermind group so that you guys could plan and work your plan and work well and fulfill your goal. I'm getting tongue-tied. And so you can, whatever goals you plan for college as a study group, you could turn that into a mastermind group. And that could really help you because those friends that you have in college could help to hold you accountable for goals that you are planning. So that's my advice for college-level kids that would like to join Mastermind or that you should join Mastermind.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But now how can they reach you?
How can they reach me? My phone number. You can reach me on www.internationalmasterminders.com. to find out more information about Mastermind, but one thing I will give you about me personally is just my email. If they want to personally reach me, they can email me at natashajugger@yahoo.com. Natasha, NatashaJugger@yahoo.com. So that's where they can.
Now, is there a youth advisor or someone that may be a parent who may be listening to this a year from now or 6 months from now that may be interested in getting their children or a child involved? Is there a youth advisor or someone that they could contact?
Yes, they could contact Ms. Stephanie Ebanks or Ms. Sharon K. Jackson. Those are our help as we, as a group, work together as young people. I'm not sure how Ms. Stephanie could be contacted. Let me find out and then get back to you for the parents. Or I don't know how they could get a hold of Ms. Sharon K. Jackson, but I know that they could go to www.internationalmasterminders.com, and from there, they could get information about the youth group, and the number they could call is 561-376-2659.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, as we come down to the last, like, 3 minutes and a half of our show, we do have one question from area code 561, ending in 3756. You are on air. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. We had another caller waiting before you. The area code is 786-1298. So if you could please state your question or comment concerning this week's Blog Talk Radio show. Area code 786, ending in 1298. You are now on air.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Hello, kids, and hello, listeners. This is Adrian Freeman. I've been on with you guys for just about the entire hour. And I love, you know, what I've heard about the book. Look here, forgive me if I'm breathing a little hard because I'm exercising, because I'm masterminding my life. So I'm getting my exercise on this afternoon. But the call has been great. I think you all have done a great job facilitating the call, asking the questions, and even some tough questions you guys receive from the audience. So I just encourage you all, you know, as we begin 2012, to really kick your goals in high gear. Don't be just content with carrying over the same things you've done year after year. Really challenge yourselves. I know some of you are getting ready to go to college and you're finishing up high school. So really challenge yourself in the area of goals and don't settle in any area because the sky is the limit. So just want to say kudos to you all and hope you all have an awesome 2012.
Thank you, sir. Oh, okay. Well, as we get ready to wrap up our last minute and a half of the show, if anyone else has their last question or comment, just please proceed by pressing 1. If not. Okay, well, thank you for joining us on this week's Blog Talk Radio show. Great time. And we look forward to seeing you on the next Blog Talk Radio show, which will be on February 5th at 5 p.m. So where... So if Stefan or my other co-hosts have any comments, if not, then we can dismiss. All right, well, thank you guys for joining us, and have a good evening.